from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Ron Graham, age 57 at the time of this interview.
I was born October 26, 1958. I lived in the community for 30 years plus. My children, son and daughter, went to Penn Hills High School. All through the systems here, participated in sports, athletics, different levels in the midget teams, and pretty active in the community. And I was a minister at Second Baptist Church as well. Lived in Garfield, raised by my mother, single parent, brother and sister in the home. Growing up in a single family, you tend to hold true to your family roots, stay close as a family. When I was growing up, there was people shooting, stabs, fights, drug activities, break-ins, you name it. I have been around a lot of that and all of that, and friends who I grew up with were killed early on in their life because of choices they made. Athletics kept me pretty clean from that because I was busy. When I was in high school and being foolish, there was an administrator there that always stood by me and supported me to work through my issues and problems that I was dealing with. And since he was a strong educator, strong advocate for me pulling myself together, I felt that when I got into a position that I continued to do the same. As I grew up, I was blessed to be able to balance and move away, possibly be shielded from some things that could have been detrimental to my existence. I was a scholarship athlete, went to college at Tuskegee University, and it was in Alabama. And when I went there, it was one of understanding the differences between growing up in the North and being in the Deep South. So that changed how I looked at the plight of segregation. There's systematic racism that takes place within communities, schools, regions, and I believe that the lesson that I learned was that it's not necessarily that people are evil, it's that they have adapted to the norms of their environment. And some of them can be cruel. The history lessons that come from family dynamics that pass those things down can create that kind of imbalance that could be one where you have those who are not as tolerant for other people. It is amazing to see that the things that people fought against and wanted as far as education, being educated, being able to read, and being able to have equal rights, that we have young Black folks who will not go to school, and people died for that. I'll say this, that I am no different than most. It's a fine line between why I'm sitting here and maybe why I'm not. It's playing Russian roulette when you make poor decisions. And if you are putting yourself in those kind of situations, it could be detrimental to your existence, your career, and your career limitations. There's consequences for actions. So if you mess up, you regroup and you have to walk through whatever comes with it. And as well as if you think you're overwhelmed with something, make sure you get some worthy counsel, someone you can sit down and talk with. That's not going to give you some half-street kind of concept about what you should do that's leaning on false manhood, but someone that's going to give you a balance. You know, you should really look at that type of individual to get some support from. There's always time to recover. So it's not getting out of, it's recovering from. I have some scriptures that I truly stand on, that I really believe. There's a scripture in 2 Corinthians, to comfort others as I have been comforted by the Lord. I know that in my walk that I have been comforted in struggles. And so I believe that my walk is to do the same and reflect it to anybody that I come across, whether it be student athletes, whether it be students within my profession as a principal, whether it be colleagues, just to make a difference in a positive way. I want to bring that same comfort that the Lord has brought me. Trust what I say is that I am no different than any other human that's walking around, that I have struggles and had them. And we'll probably continue to have them. But you got to trust your path and open your ears and keep an open heart.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Miguel Jackson and Cameron Jeffries. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.